Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Hello, welcome to the final podcast of the week, Almost Daily. We're achieving it, aren't we? We're almost daily. It's only every so often we have to miss one due to life. Also, children. Now, the update on my two kids. The boy has definitely turned two. And honestly, like 2 days ago, so like when he was all 2 days shy of being two, he had a good night's sleep and he woke up able to speak. It is crazy. I thought it was like slow development that these kids slowly do until they grow up to adults. He was, you know, goo-goo-ga-ga and half making sense. Woke up and now he could do sentences. Imagine having the ability to improve like that overnight. I very much am going the other way. This is the problem with being an older dad, that the development and improvement of a son really juxtaposes the slow walk towards decrepitude that my life now is. So that's a positive thing at the start of a podcast, isn't it? I've got a list of news stories here that we found from News Stories, and I've just heard the cat go into the shed next to me. You know, we record this in the shed. It's a smaller shed, part of the same shed. Like the main unit is all insulated and all that, and then there's the non-insulated, non-waterproof bit the cats get, because it's their own stupid fault for not paying rent. They've gone in there, so sorry if you hear cat noises. Should be all right. I mean, they're not noisy cats, to be fair. One of them literally never meows, which is terrifying, because isn't it something like cats only meow because they've learned that's how to communicate with humans? So she obviously does not want to say anything to me, which it really, you know, I mean, if the cats don't even want to talk to me, what chance do I stand of having friends? So we did a radio show. We covered some news stories and it came out sounding like this. Well, it looks like we've got a humdinger of a show today. Loads of news stories. There's a thing about imposter syndrome we'll get into. If you like the gym, then this show's not for you. What else is there? Oh, I want to try and find the clip. I don't know if I can get it in time. Shaggy's in the news. Are you a dinkwad? And are cats toxic? The answer's probably no, but we'll get there anyway, won't we? Listen, are you ready for me to blow your mind? All the sound effect for someone blowing my mind. It's light, there's less there. There's a video of Shaggy, not the, hey, Scoop, but the other one. You know, the, Shaggy, hit me, check it. Right, that one. The O Carolina one. Because he's interviewed and the clips have been put on TikTok and that's not his voice. I mean, he's doing the voice, very much like I'm doing the voice when I go, Shaggy. But that's not it, how he talks all the time. Which I suppose makes sense, because that Shaggy voice is a mixture of an accent, breathing a little bit of helium and sitting down funny on yourself. So no one would talk like that. However, here's a clip of the interview where he talks about it. This still wigs me out, because you get to hear him being normal Shag, Mr. Shag, or whatever his real name is. Anyway, here we are.
Yeah, one time, Mr. Lover, yeah.
But I got this voice by mocking drill instructors in the military. Because in the Marines, the drill instructors would go,
hey, boy, drop and give me 20.
He puts on the voice. He's made a career out of it. He also says,
I just sang that song in that voice. And all of a sudden, O Carolina blew up. And now I'm faced with a situation that I'm going to have to sing every song like that.
I know exactly what he means. It's like the start of a relationship where you pretend you're a caring, loving person and you kind of have to stick with it. But that was actual Shaggy. Shaggy. But turns out I'm not doing the right impression anymore. Next thing you know, I'll find out that the other one from Scooby-Doo doesn't really sound like that in real life. It's terrifying, isn't it? This is entertainment news. Normally on a Friday, we get Larry around, but I guess some of us have had birthday parties to go to. Lorraine Kelly says that she has imposter syndrome, which makes her cringe. The 64-year-old TV host says,
is that right, by the way?
Just trying to get into character. I don't even know. Heck no, I've gone Irish. I went, hang on. She said, I don't know how I've got the confidence. I still got a wee bit of that working class cringe where you think you're somewhere posh. Imposter syndrome is interesting, isn't it? You know what it is? It's where you convince yourself that you shouldn't really have the job that you've got because you're an imposter. But from my point of view, I envy anyone who's got the level of confidence to know that when they feel like an imposter, it's a syndrome. Because I literally, whether it be radio, TV or stand-up, and I am surrounded constantly by people who can actually do the job. And that's not an imposter syndrome, is it? That's just I'm literally an imposter. So I envy Lorraine Kelly for the confidence, not for the strange Irish accent. This story crops up a lot, doesn't it, where they give you advice on how to de-stress and all of that, and unsurprisingly, it's always the same, but it's about going back to nature. Stressed Brits want to get back to nature. More than half of us, 59% if you look at the stats, want to escape to the country to do more stargazing and camping. Never really understood camping. It really is like moving backwards as a society. We live... Have you learnt nothing from the Three Little Pigs, right? We are in stone houses. And we think, I know what I'll do on holiday. Go to one that probably could be blown over by a wolf. So, it's a step back. I don't know why people go on holiday to do what troubled people in Calais have to do. But anyway, this is more about the idea that if you are stressed, you need to get to nature because there's something mystical and magical about being in nature. How have we not spotted it? It's not about being in nature. It's about getting away from other people. That's all it is, isn't it? What stresses you out? Not being around enough trees or being near people. Think it through. I don't want to worry anyone, but we're all going to die. Does that worry you? A huge comet is passing the Earth and you can see it with your own eyes for the first time in 71 years. This comet is called 12P Pons or Pons Brooks. 12P, it's, they're getting cheaper, aren't they? And it will be very close to the sun on April the 21st and not too far from us on June the 2nd. This is closer than some of the comets that, like the old Mayans, would have thought would have wiped out humanity. And I'm just saying, the way things have been going, we've not had a lot of luck, have we? So it just feels like right now is not the time to take out a two-year phone contract because this comet should pass by without wiping out humanity. Look, even if it does, don't worry, humanity will be wiped out by AI. That's how positive the news is these days. Oh, and chocolate Easter eggs. You know I love chocolate. I don't really care two ways about Easter. Bank holidays are nice. Chocolate, that's mainly my thing. But chocolate lovers regularly scoff Easter eggs they bought for someone else. 43% of us confess to gobbling someone else's treat. 1 in 10 said they ate theirs a month early. I have never felt more seen by a survey. Normally I read about people, I got nothing in common with them. But the idea that you buy a gift, eat the gift, and then have to go out and get another one. Seeing as we're being honest, I'll be brutally honest, right? I've done this in the past where I've bought a box of chocolates for my missus. And she's got self-control, she's got willpower. She'll have like two and then just leave it on the side for ages. And I'll have a moment of weakness. And I will polish off the rest of it. Then before she gets back the next day, go out, buy another box of chocolates the same, open it and eat two. So it looks like... And then it carries on like this. She thinks she's getting through it two at a time. Every second day I'm getting through a box of chocolates. So maybe I've got problems. You know they've got loads of acronyms for like not in educational training, NEETs or something. They've got a new one here. DINKWADS. These are dual income, no kids, because they used to be dinkies. If you're in dual income, no kids, you're the only people who can afford anything. But there's a new subcategory with dogs. So with a dog makes you WAD, you're dinkwad. So adults who have two incomes, no kids, but they do have a dog, and apparently they are showing off about it. And I tell you who I blame for this, kids. No, because... they've really let themselves be usurped by a different species. And kids, raise your game, because we need people to have children to keep humanity going. But at the moment, dogs are easier and more fun. So you need to think about that. Like, my kid's two now, and his ability to fetch, he can. Like, you can say to him, mate, could you pass me the remote control? And he often doesn't do it. And every time he refuses, I do think to myself, could have trained a dog to do this by now. You know, yes, you do have to follow a dog round and scoop up the poop, but you got to do that with a kid when they're a toddler as well. So look into this, children. I think if you don't do it, it's your own fault. This news story, type news story, crops up all the time. I never understand it, but police have held a man who was caught with 90 snakes, 236 spiders, and a centipede inside his suitcase on a bus near Buenos Aires in Argentina. Doesn't always happen there, but every so often they just... They police stop or customs officers just find like a bloke with loads of insects and whatever. I've never been abroad and thought to myself, oh, I need right now 236 spiders. Has anyone got, what's foreign for spiders? You could look it up anyway. And it's not like foreign countries don't have spiders. If anything, they have way more. 90 snakes as well. And then that one centipede. That's the one that's getting me. Why do you think I'm going to need loads of snakes? I'm going to need absolutely tons of spiders. How many centipedes? I probably get by with one. Is it something to do with the legs? Because they've got many. So, you know, if he loses a few legs, I reckon it'll be spare. If you got any idea why you'd want to have that stuff in it, and it's not even Halloween. Do you know what I mean? If he was going somewhere for Halloween and didn't want to contribute to the plastic pollution, he thought, let's just use real ones. Actual spiders are biodegradable. Now that actually makes more sense. I hate it when I start with a story that makes no sense. And by talking rubbish, I actually think to myself, you know, next Halloween, I'll just go to the shed, nick some of those actual spiders. Anyone? No, it's saving money. All right, that's your podcast done for the week. Subscribe to wherever you get the podcast. You can email me at mrstephenallen.co.uk. So did I say subscribe? Yeah, tweets, all the usual stuff, all the usual business, and we'll do some more next week. Till then.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen, almost daily.